Bill, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. How early were you out and about?
We were out at 4, and we're about, I would say, 75-80% through our primary roads. We should have most of our primary roads cleared, I'm going to say, probably 9, 10 o'clock, and then they'll be into the local roads and start to get into the subdivision ins and outs. Fortunately, it's not quite as bad as we thought it was going to be, so we're making pretty good progress.
What are your guys seeing out there that you expect to see when you have these kind of snowstorms?
Well, we're going to be fighting wind a lot today. So we're going to be dealing with wind. That's going to slow us down because as we get some of our rural primaries cleared, such as Holt Road and other roads that are susceptible to wind and drifting, that's going to cause us to have to go back on those. Also, if we could, we'd like to mention for folks that are doing private clearing, commercial and residential, if they could help us out by plowing into their driveways instead of out and across the roads, that would help us out a great deal. But we're making pretty good progress, and we should be into getting our at least the entrances of our subdivisions opened up probably late morning.
Bill, do you have a challenge with that, with folks plowing snow out into where you're plowing?
For the most part, not. I've been up in Meridian and Delhi where there's a lot of commercial plowing going on, and those guys are doing a great job. If they're listening, I appreciate them keeping the snow off our roads. Residential areas a little bit, there's some folks plowing across the road, but we're asking them to clean up after themselves and try to plow into their driveways. For the most part, it hasn't been a problem, just reminding folks to try to keep that driveway clearing off the roads. That would help us out a great deal.
How many plows do you have out this morning?
We've got 45 plows out. We've got all of our normal contingent of 35 plus all of our extra drivers, 10 extra drivers for a total of 45. They were all out at 4 o'clock. We had our plow trucks go home with our employees, and they started right from their homes and plowed their way into their sections and been plowing ever since.
What was the most challenged of the major thoroughfares?
Fair amount of drifting, but we were prepared for it. We had our front plows on, and the guys are blasting through there and getting those opened up. But we are going to have some drifting and wind blowing behind us, so it's going to be necessary to be going back on some of these things, and then we'll see how the wind behaves during the day here, and that'll affect how much more second time around we'll have to do.
Bill, we've had several guests on who have advised folks to just stay indoors. Would you echo that?
Well, if they don't have to travel, it'd probably be better if they didn't. A lot of employers, and of course most of the schools are closed, so if they don't have to travel, it'd probably be better if they held off until later in the morning. Folks that need to get out of their homes and subdivisions will be able to do so. Where they'll run into a little problem is where their subdivision comes out onto a main road, because our windrows from the main road are kind of thick across the subdivision entrances. What they'll need to do is come up to that kind of slowly, look for traffic to clear, and then kind of move through that windrow across the mouth of their subdivision. But we'll be turning into those subdivisions probably mid to late morning and trying to open those up as soon as we can.
So, Bill, your guys will be out all day today. From what I understand, most of the snow is done, so they should be able to get a lot of this cleaned up today.
Yeah, the one weather forecast I heard was several more inches, and of course the wind today. We should be in pretty good shape on our primaries. It's going to take most of the day to get into our secondaries and subdivisions, and then getting to the nooks and crannies of our subdivisions may stretch into tomorrow. I'm pretty sure it will.
And then looking into tomorrow, how early will you get your guys out?
Tomorrow it will really depend on where we're at the end of today. It's a little early to predict that, but if we need to be out early tomorrow, we'll be out early again tomorrow. We'll probably have a few folks stay late today, and of course our night shift will continue cleaning up tonight as well.
And Bill, I know you like to emphasize that when you see those snow plows coming, give them right of way, stay behind them, and definitely don't try to pass a snow plow.
Yeah, that's good advice, yeah, and for other vehicles, too. Just allow extra time for travel. Don't follow too closely. Reduce those speeds. And, yeah, definitely stay back from the snow plows. If you see one coming the opposite way, keep in mind they have their front plows on, and that makes it kind of difficult for the drivers to see. So if they see one coming, on the opposite way on a two-lane rural road, maybe kind of pull over and slow down, maybe even come to a stop if you can and let them pass, and then move back out onto the road, give them lots of room to pass by in the opposite direction.
So it sounds like myself, Bill, that when you got out and about, you noticed we didn't get as much as was predicted.
No, when I got out about 4, it looked like we only had about 8 inches on the ground, but it was dripping across the rural roads to where it was thicker in spots. But most of those drifts have been knocked down at least by now. Most of the primary roads have been punched through, and like I say, they're cleaning them up and dealing with drifting a little bit. And So if not now, certainly mid to late morning, the primary roads should be in pretty good shape.
All right, Bill. Thanks so much. We really appreciate your time this morning.
Okay. Well, thank you.